Welcome to the Bedford First Assembly Podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Bill McKee. We're always encouraged to know what God is doing through this ministry to transform lives. If you have a story to share of how God is working in your life, please let us know by sending an email to connect@bedfordfirstag.org. For more information about Bedford First Assembly and to watch the live stream of our services, visit www.bedfordfirstag.org.
If you have your Bibles, you can find the book of Isaiah. That would be great. While you're searching, let me tell you a little bit of a tradition that goes on in our house at Christmas time, particularly when our children were still at home and we were enjoying them gathering around the tree and everything. Every now and then, some weeks after Christmas, a surprise gift would be found. It was something that was purchased and wrapped and then hidden. Now, I can see some of your faces. You're beginning to catch this. You've been here too. But it was hidden so well from prying eyes or the location was so deep that it wasn't found until February or March. On Christmas Eve, while the kids are in bed, we would go about the house and gather them, trunk of the car, different places. We'd gather the presents and get them under the tree. But we would forget that one special present. And then, by some sheer luck, digging around in that obscure place in February or March or April, somebody would come forth with this present in their hand, labeled, wrapped, all prepared, but well hidden. And it was, I don't know how to describe it. Everybody kind of had a hope that their name was on there. Because it was either an early next Christmas or a prolonged last Christmas, if your name was on the package. It was like the lucky duck gift. It was kind of the best gift in a way, because it stretched the season out a little bit longer. Now, never mind the fact that maybe it was socks or underwear. But in a strange way, it was kind of the best gift because it was discovered. How many have ever experienced that in your household? A few of you. Some of you just don't have anything that goes on in your house, do you? I want to talk to you today about the best gift. It's hidden, but in plain sight. Kind of amazing. I love this person, Anonymous. They've written so many things. I just see quotes by them all the time, and I have one for you today. I would love to meet them. It says, "There was a gift for each of us left under the tree of life 2,000 years ago by him whose birthday we celebrate today. The gift was withheld from no man. Some have left the packages unclaimed. Some have accepted the gift and carried around, but have failed to remove the wrappings and look inside to discover the hidden splendor. The packages are all alike. In each is a scroll on which is written, 'All that the Father has is yours. Take and live.'" We were given an incredible gift about 2,000 years ago. And I want to tell you about that gift this morning. In Isaiah chapter 9, you will find my text. And it starts right off telling us what the glorious gift is. Are you ready? Did you bring a Bible to church? Oh, sorry. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. And from that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Hallelujah. Today, I'm compelled by the Holy Spirit to talk with you about the best gift. It's a baby. It's a baby. Say it. It's a baby. It's my baby. You see, you know, there's one thing about other people's babies. Sometimes they're so cute. And you can acknowledge that? Huh? Oh, your baby is so cute. She's just gorgeous. He's so handsome. Come on. And then sometimes they're so ugly. I'm sorry, but it's true. I won't point out who. It's a baby. Huh? That's a baby. But to that mom and to that dad, that baby is everything. Huh? Have you witnessed that? I mean, this is one beautiful, perfect baby. You see, when you know the baby, when you have held the baby, when the baby is yours by birth, or the baby is put into your arms, a gift from the Lord, that baby's the baby. You know, I have looked at this passage, oh my goodness, thousands of times. But there are things that I have never noticed about this passage that I want to share with you this morning. I believe the Holy Spirit has put them into my heart because they're for all of us. Do you realize that the baby that you and I, do we have a nativity scene up here anyplace? I don't think so. We like to keep him in the lobby. You have all seen a nativity scene, right? How many have seen a nativity scene? Whew, thank you. I thought you were asleep already. My goodness. You know the little baby that's in the cradle? Who is that? Do you know that that baby is our baby? Unto us, a child is born. Not just to Mary and Joseph. You know, this baby Jesus that was born in Bethlehem's manger was not just that mother's baby or that father's baby. That baby was our baby. 2,000 years ago, a baby was born. It was my child, your child. You know, it's so insightful for Isaiah, who wrote hundreds of years before the happening, a reality that you and I are celebrating 2,000 years after the happening, and yet he could see by spirit eyes what was getting ready to happen. And you and I, if we'll allow spirit eyes to bless us, we can see what God did for us. Unto us a child is born. It's very interesting here. He doesn't say, unto us a child will be born. God's going to send a child. He said, unto us a child is born. That's because the reality of the birth of Jesus coming into this world is always present tense. You see, in some ways, he's like that present that we purchased, we wrapped, we labeled, and then we put away. And that lucky duck who got to find the present in March or April or sometimes even later than that. A few times we found them when we moved the next time. Oh, looky here. You see, Jesus is kind of that way. He was born in Bethlehem's manger for every single one of us. But many times we don't recognize that that baby was born for us until years on in our lives. You know, even as I said, as I read this afresh, the Holy Spirit illuminated, kind of popped it up off the page, that this is my baby. Jesus in Bethlehem was sent for me. You see, the birth of a child represents new life and excitement. Man, everything stops when you have a baby. Huh? Ask Kentley and Christina. I think they're the most recent of our births here. Everything stopped, centered around that little baby. You see, when the baby comes, when you recognize that the baby's in the household, you may not recognize that the baby's in the household until 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning when you bring the baby home. You know, you put them down and their eyes closed and they just look so sweet. You both stand by the crib. Oh, oh. But you really don't know that that baby has come home with you until about 2 o'clock in the morning when you hear, and then 3 o'clock, and then 4 o'clock, and then 5 o'clock, and 6 o'clock. And that baby sounds off. What's the baby sounding off for? He's saying, look at me. Pay attention to me. I'm here. And all of a sudden you start making adjustments in your mind and in your thought patterns. Unto us a child has been born. And schedules change. Come on. How many of you that have had children either brought into your home or birthed into your home? How many? Let me see. I want to know how many I'm talking to. Yeah, that's what I thought. I figured there'd be several here that have experienced this. You see, you know, you don't really grasp the fact that you have had a child born into your house. Now, I know, ladies, you don't have to come to me and tell me that when you birthed that baby that you knew it. I get that. Okay, so I just want to clarify that. I know we dads, we just stand and look on, but you know, I got it. You don't have to tell me that. But nevertheless, you don't realize what this child means until you bring that baby home. And then that baby starts saying, I am now the center of your universe. Come on. I remember, and I can't tell too many stories here today, but I remember when our first one was born, and oh my goodness, you know, Sharon and I were married for 5 years before the first little one came along. And so we had, you know, we had a rhythm of life, which, you know, meant serve us. We had a restaurant in Springfield, Missouri that we loved to go to, and they served food in courses. And oh, we loved it because between each course, they brought you a basket of different kinds of rolls and things. Oh, it was so, oh, man, I'm hungry. I mean, they'd bring you the soup and then a big old basket of rolls and hot and butter. Oh my goodness, it was delicious. And then the salad and it, We loved it. And so, you know, as soon as she had kind of recovered, and we just had the best baby. I mean, he was perfect. And so, you know, we took our little Ryan in our arms, and we went to that restaurant, and we were just kind of celebrating life together, the new three of us now. And everything was just going so great, and we ordered, and I mean, it was like magic, because when they set down the soup down in front of us, he decided that he was going to take over the meal. And so he starts crying. No sweat. I'll get up and walk him. So I took him out to the foyer of this restaurant. He'll calm down. And then he kept crying. So Sharon ate her soup, and then she came out and got him, and I went back and I ate my soup. And then they delivered the salads, and I ate my salad and then went out and took the baby, and we did this through the meal. And then decided we didn't like that restaurant anymore. Never went back. Food was all still the same, but now unto us a child was born. Are you getting this? You see, the awareness that Jesus came and was birthed for you is not really real until you bring Jesus home. Until you begin to live life with baby Jesus in your home. And you realize schedules change. And the things that you used to do are no longer work, because now Jesus is in your home. Hello? The Apostle Paul kind of had a recognition of this as well. He was talking about when Jesus comes into your life, unto us a child is born, means that a second Adam, now this one's huge. He said a second Adam was born. The first Adam, birthed by God, decided to rebel against God and set the course of humanity on sorrow and death. That wasn't God's idea. It was not God's idea that man would grow up and then die. That was man's idea. By rebelling against God, sin came into the world, and the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The baby Jesus who came to us came to bring us everlasting life. Now, how cool is that? I'm editing. I'm looking at the clock. Excuse me. Now, if I was going to organize this thing, now, bear with me. I would have thought that Jesus would have come during our day. Because he came into obscurity. He comes to a little town in Bethlehem, dirt streets, very poor communication, and he comes to two very humble people. And he came into this world to make his presence known and to be the Savior of the world. I think, you know, had he come today, man, he would have had jet airplanes and cars and radio and television and the internet. Wow, just think what he could have done if he'd have come today versus coming 2000. Well, I mean, his fame could have spread through the entire world. The whole world could have known about him in just a matter of days. But now, wait a minute. Unto us a child is born. Unto us, the second Adam has come. not 2,000 years ago, but today. When you and I finally wake up to the understanding that the Son of God, the second Adam from above, came into our lives. That means that all the resources are available to get the message out that the Son of God has been born into this world. Whew. Now see, if it was just about 2,000 years ago, that wouldn't be true, but unto us a child, the child, is born. Come on. I know, I can see the wheels turning. Today. When you see that babe in Bethlehem, do you think back 2,000 years ago? Or do you think about the day that you realized you had the child, the Son of God, in your life? See, I would venture to tell you this morning that if you really have accepted the fact that unto you a child is born, you're going to think about the moments that you held that child. The moments that Jesus became your reality. That he came into your house. Do you remember when everything changed in your home, in your life, because Jesus was born to you? You see, that, my friends, that's the real Christmas day, when you become aware that unto you a child was born. He became flesh. The Word of God that spoke all of this into existence became flesh and dwelt among us. And we behold His glory. I don't know, I think it's kind of amazing that unto us a child is born. Not was born, but is born. Have you brought the baby home yet? Have you put him into your arms and held him through the midnight hours? Have you been going through circumstances and difficulties that you realized that I brought the baby home? I brought the Son of the living God home with me. You see, that's the second part of this. He says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Now, you know, I have to admit to you that most of my life I have considered this as just simply identifying that Jesus, born in Bethlehem, was a son. And with all the benefits and all of the reality of the birth of a son, you know, a son means fulfillment for the people of Israel. Every firstborn belonged to God. It means lineage. The son means that the father's name will be carried on to the next generation. I remember how important this was to my dad, because he spoke of it often. The fact that I was born to carry on the McKee name within our family, because his brother, he had one brother, but his brother just had a daughter. It wasn't that they didn't like girls in our house, but the hope was that our part of the family tree would continue, our family name would continue. And so that hope and then I remember when we had our first child and it was a boy, because of the reality that the name would continue on. Lineage. But then also, in this day, it meant provision. Because the son would take on the profession of the father and would continue. There would be a point in time where the father would step away and the son would continue whatever the business was, and that he would provide for the family. So it was lineage, it was provision, it was fulfillment. To us a son is given. The Hebrew word that is used there is a really interesting word, because it is not the passing on of something, but the word there means poured out. unto us a son is poured out. That's an interesting way that God said this was going to happen. But see, this was the reality, because this son was not the son of man. This son was the son of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For unto us a child is born. Oh, hallelujah. He came in the flesh. But he came the Son of God. God came down. God saw our need. God saw our lostness. God saw our hopelessness. And brought to us a child. A son. You know, it's interesting, because if you grab a hold of this, you realize he came and he lived from babyhood, I don't know if that's a word, to adulthood. And my Bible says that he, in that time, he was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. Somebody came and did it right. This child that was born to us came and did it right. He lived it out right. And you see, if we've brought him into our home, he is being poured out. The sacrifice of God, the Son of God, is being poured out for our lives. You see, it wasn't just when he was born in Bethlehem's manger that he's ours, but when he hung on the cross and his arms were outstretched like this, proclaiming the love of God for our lives. He is ours. Unto us, a son is given, a son is poured out. Because he's the Son of God, because he came, because he allowed his life to be poured out for us, the government, the throne of this world was placed in his hands, never to be removed. Of the increase of his government, there is no end. Don't you love it when your kids succeed? This can be so easy sometimes and so hard others. Our child has succeeded. My Jesus. Can you say that? My Jesus. The one who was. You know, we talk about new birth. We talk about us being born again. And I believe in new birth. I believe in that. But I believe that we have part of his birth into this world. And we have part in his life in this world. And we have part in his death in this world. And we have part in his resurrection in this world. And we have part of his ascension in this world. How do I know that? Because he told me that. He said, I'm just the first fruits. I'm the beginning. You choose me. You choose to bring me home as your Savior and as your Lord and as your Master. And then you get to share in everything that I have done, because I come as the second Adam from above. I come in mercy and in holiness to walk it out before you and to give you everything you need to live your life. You see, this, my friends, is the best present of all. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. There are countless people who have never unwrapped this present. They've gone to church services like this one. They picked the present up. They've heard somebody tell them about the present, and they picked it up, and it's got their name on it. They know that it has their name on it. They can see the labels right on there. This is for you. This Jesus is for you. They take it home. Put it away. I'm gonna open that someday. It's gonna be good. Because see, I believe in this Jesus. I believe that he came into this world to was born for me. I believe that he was the Son of God. You just keep him wrapped up and setting over to the side. As a matter of fact, you know, somebody comes to their house, hey, you know, let me show you my present that I got from church. It's over here. We keep it over here on the table. All wrapped up, still really neat. As they go through the agony and struggle of life, hurting desperately, when right there is the gift of all gifts, that if they would just tear the wrappers off and let Jesus hold him in their arms, take him by the hand, he will walk with them and talk with them and tell them, what did he say? I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. You want the best gift this Christmas? Unto us, a child is born. Unto us, the Son of God has been given. Oh, it may take you a little bit. Even if you would come and bow your knee in this sanctuary this morning and give your life to him, it'll take you a little while to realize what it means to have a child in your household. It may be at 2 or 3 o'clock in some morning where you're struggling. You're the one crying. You're the one who's helpless. And all of a sudden he said, don't forget, I've come home to help you. Don't forget that I was born for you. You see, he came into this world for you. For all your sorrows, for all your pains, for all your struggles, he came to you as a gift from above. Can't work for him. He comes as a gift. All you have to do is just break open the package and let him, well, just like all the babies, take over your home. Amen? Oh, you talk about a Christmas. Whew. You pick this one up under the tree. Get a hold of Jesus. He came for you. I want you to help me with the close of this message, would you? How many are willing? Come on. Are you willing? I'd like for you to just turn to your neighbor and tell them Jesus came for you. Now, if you were sincere and looked sincere when you said it, by the mouth of any two witnesses may a word be established. Unto us a child is born. Unto us the Son is given. Maybe you're in this house this morning and you didn't realize that Jesus came for you. That the babe in Bethlehem's manger is your baby. Maybe you didn't realize that the Son of God came for you. That voice that you're hearing inside of you that is saying, own me. Take me home with you. That is the voice of the Holy Spirit of God that loves you so very much and wants you to have the best Christmas gift of all. This is your present. You choose. Whether you'll set it aside, tuck it away someplace, refusing to even open it to enjoy the blessings of that it promised to you, or whether you will tear the wrapping off and own your present today. It's all in your hands. But I want to give you an opportunity in these closing moments. We've only been here 1 hour. We're getting ready to dismiss. You'll go on about your life. But will you go holding the present, the understanding, the knowledge that's been given you this morning? Or will you go with baby Jesus as your child, the Son of God as your Savior? This is your choice. This is your moment. Can you say, unto me a child was born, unto me a son is given? That is, I have opened this present. He is my Jesus. If you cannot say that this morning with all confidence, then can I urge you to invite him into your life today?